This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We get to lighten the mood right now by bringing on Browns legend, courtesy of Crown Royal. He's working with Crown Royal this NFL season on the Fan Hotline. It is the great Joe Thomas. Joe, welcome back, buddy.
Hey, Nick. How's it going, man? Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. So we got into a Donnybrook just moments ago because we were trying to get somebody to guarantee something about Sunday's game, either a Bengals win or a Browns win. Can I get you to guarantee a Browns win on Sunday?
Not only will I guarantee a Browns win, but I'm going to guarantee that's going to be an absolute slaughter. The Browns are going to wipe them all over the field and send them back to Cincinnati with their tails between their legs. I can't wait. I'm going to be there to celebrate with Browns fans at the end. I can't wait.
All right, Joe. We love to hear it. Where's your confidence come from in this game?
Well, the Browns have always had the Bengals number in recent years. I mean, I guess even going back to when I was there, when we weren't all that great, we still seemed to handle the Bengals pretty well. They're kind of slow starters, generally speaking, to the season. But also, I think when you look at the matchup, Browns' defense is going to be, in my opinion, back to their form of a couple of years ago when they had the best defense in the league. So that'll go a long way to hopefully slowing down Joe Burrow and those guys that they've got on the outside that are absolute beasts. But on offense, I think our ability to run the football and control the clock is really going to be the difference maker, and I think we win this game up front in the trenches.
Joe, because of what you just said there, because I agree. I mean, I think we've harkened back to it's going to be the 2021 offense, the 2023 offense. When we talk, though, about getting to ball control, you know, when we talk about running the ball, what is the most important thing for this offense to be able to execute their game plan going their way on Sunday?
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of the confidence that Stefanski was really successful with earlier on. It's been 10 years of Browns head coach where our athletes can get on the edge. And I think we're going to attack the edges like we saw a few years ago. It's going to be really tough because that defense is going to have to fly sideline to sideline to watch out for those outside perimeter runs where they are getting those guards around. And then that fear of getting beat around the edge is what's been played on a 4-5, but he can still sling it 90 yards down the field, seemingly, and he's got the arm to be able to stretch the field and really make those safeties for the Cincinnati Bengals nervous all game.
So is that how you think this is going to go, where Joe just kind of just airs it out the way that we saw in the final five games of the 2023 season, or will it be a more reserved and more of a game-managed Joe Flacco, if that's even a thing?
Well, I think he throws for 250. I don't think he's going to throw 30 times, though, but I think they're going to be bigger chunk plays. Like I mentioned, I think it's ball control. I think they're going to focus and lean on their running game, but it does open up huge chunk plays. So I expect David Njoku and Jerry Jeudy to make some really big
plays in this game when they do have those linebackers think and run, running sideline to sideline, sucking up on the line of scrimmage with those safeties, then worried about getting the ball thrown over there. There's some huge windows in that second level that I think Joe Flacco takes advantage of.
Joe Thomas on the fan hotline here. The Browns have long been in search of your long-term replacement. A lot of names early right after your career. Obviously, Jed Wills got a good, you know, 4 or 5 year chunk. Now it's on DeJuan Jones. What have you seen from DeJuan? I saw you talking to him throughout camp and everything. What have you seen from DeJuan Jones in his transition to left tackle? And what's a key to making sure he is that long-term fit on the left side?
Well, obviously, transitioning from right tackle to left tackle takes a little bit of time because you're kind of doing everything backwards, especially in a pass protection game where you're pushing and you're catching with opposite legs and you're using your other hand as a dominant hand. And so there is a good learning curve there, but I think the biggest difference that I've seen out of DeJuan is just the maturity, just starting to settle into playing tackle in the NFL, being comfortable playing next to Joel, starting to see the game within the game and focusing on his process every single day of practice, and then as he leads up to the game, to be able to have a really good game plan to handle great pass rushers like he's going to have to deal with this weekend against Trey Hendrickson, who's one of the best pass rushers in the NFL for the Cincinnati Bengals.
What do you make of the approach the Bengals have had in really trying to, I mean, they've been off to slow starts. You've mentioned some of the slow starts, but it seems like there's been an added emphasis this year to really get off to a hot start for this game and then the Jacksonville game in week two.
Well, I think it's obviously that's what they need to emphasize, and they can talk about it all they want and change things up. But I just think it's their mentality a little bit. They're, especially on offense, you know, kind of they're cool, Joe, laid back. You know, we're not going to go crazy. We're going to be easy, ease our way into it. And I think it's only when they start having their backs against the wall a little bit and they're feeling that pressure do they kind of pour on the gas. And so I think, being that the Browns are not really expected to do a whole lot this season, I think it's just in the Bengals' nature to take slow starts to the season, ease their way into stuff, especially when they're going against a team that they might not have a ton of respect for.
Now, Joe, I mentioned at the start of the interview, you're here as part of Crown Royal. I'm a Crown Royal man myself here, so I know you got some work here with the Crown Royal and the Royal Rig. So what can Browns fans expect when the Royal Rig comes to Cleveland?
Yeah, so I'm going to be on Dog Pound Drive in pregame, throwing out, celebrating with Crown Royal, giving away some freebies, and it's pretty cool. We got the Royal Rig that I'll be hanging out in, and the Royal Seat this year, which is the fifth year for Crown Royal as official whiskey partners of the NFL. And on that Royal Seat, they're going to be giving away premium seat upgrades for fans. So if they come out and hang out with me, we can celebrate the start of the NFL season. We can enjoy some delicious Crown Royal. And then maybe there's an opportunity in that Royal Seat for some fans to get some premium seat upgrades, which it would give me great amounts of joy to be able to make some fans' days by giving them some awesome seat upgrades to watch this butt-whipping that the Browns are about to lay down on the Cincinnati Bengals.
I like that. Joe, can you get me like a huge bottle of Peach Crown? Because I'm almost out, and you're my crown guy now.
Oh, all right. Hey, what an honor to be your crown guy. How about a pallet? Is that okay? Will a pallet last you through next week?
I think so. But that sounds like a solid week for me, yeah. I mean, Vanessa might leave me at that point, but I'm here.
Oh, love it. Love it. Yeah, there's only one way to find out, so we'll have to make that happen.
Just quickly, Joe, I want to go back to the quarterbacks. The leash that Joe Flacco has or doesn't have, how long do you think that actually is before they'd be comfortable to move to Dylan Gabriel if they need to?
Well, I think he's the starter. I mean, he's their quarterback. They feel like he gives them the best chance to win. Really, the only time in the season that they might move off of Joe would be if the team is not playing well and they're not in playoff contention, right? So, you know, midway through the season, towards the end of the season, if things are looking like that they don't have postseason hopes, then I think they want to find out about those two young quarterbacks, with Dylan Gabriel being the first guy up as the backup. But I don't really see a scenario where they say early on in the season that Flacco's not playing well enough, because I think they've seen enough from all the other quarterbacks on the roster that they feel Joe Flacco gives them the best chance to win by a long shot.
Joe, I know you got a tight schedule, so you got a boogie, but you made time for us ahead of week one. We appreciate that. I look forward to that pallet of peach crown, and we appreciate you, bud.
All right. Sounds good, Nick. Send me some photos after you finish that pallet in the next couple weeks.
That'll be viral. The missus might have to. All right, Joe Thomas there on the fan hotline. I mean, basically, that was an upfront contract.
Well, I mean, he
said it on air. It's basically, it's in writing, basically.
He came through with some meats.
That's true. Oh,
Asked for some meats, got some meats. So I got a strong feeling you're getting a pallet.
I mean, if you gave me Peach Crown in some of these six springs, we're talking the Hall of Fame beef bites.
Uh-huh.
Beef sticks, really. They're not beef bites. That was a B way of saying that. The apple and cheddar. Again, it'd be very problematic for my marriage and other things. But the point is, it'd be great while I had it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that would be something. Do I get like one or two bottles out of the pallet? How many is in a pallet of legitimately, how many bottles are in a pallet?
I would imagine a lot. Yeah.
Could you imagine that just showing up at your doorstep?
No.
What would you even do? What would your reaction even be?
Tears of joy.
I think you'd just be
there,
like,
would be legit.
I'm
like,
set for crown for my whole entire life.
Holy,
essentially.
Holy, you know what? There'd be a TikTok. There'd be a TikTok about it. There'd be a Facebook post. There would be. It'd just be a lot of joy. Let's just say it that.
A lot of joy. And by the way, so we did get a lock in. So now we've had, as we are accumulating guarantees and locks for the morning show, we've got a Fanta lock, and now we got a Joe Thomas lock.
And we came this close to a Bengals lock from you.
Yeah, no, not anywhere close to that.
Again, Joe Thomas joined us on the fan hotline, courtesy of our friends at Crown Royal there. So great stuff with Joe. I thought it was interesting. You know, I do buy into... One of the reasons why I give them a chance to make me look like a fool when I say that they're a 3-5 win team starts with the offense kicking back to 2023. But to me, the linchpin with the whole thing is the O-line, and I probably should drill it down one step further. Like, it is DeJuan Jones. And you know, I think we kind of have to have a do-over with DeJuan at left tackle because... Like, he got some experience last year before he got injured.
Yeah.
And he actually acquitted himself well despite not being entirely healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's now a new... Now he's going back to the system that he learned when he was on the right side. But I think if DeJuan is healthy and if DeJuan can really lock down the left tackle, I think that's going to make Joel Bitonio better. I think the center is a big question mark that we haven't talked enough about, especially with Posick hurt. But he wasn't very good last year. I trust Wyatt Teller. I trust Jack Conklin when he's healthy. If DeJuan can lock down that left tackle spot, I do think you're going to be able to run the ball better, and then the play action runs off that.
So last night on my TikTok feed, it popped up a DeJuan Jones interview from, he was ahead of the Buckeyes game on Saturday. I guess he went to the Buckeyes game, right? And there was it was like one of those man on the street interviews where it's not anyone that's famous. It's just a guy with a microphone and he's on TikTok, and he found DeJuan Jones and he's asking DeJuan Jones questions, but he didn't know. He just saw this massive human. He didn't know really who DeJuan Jones was at all. And DeJuan's like, I'm a football player. I play in the NFL. He's like, really? What team? He's like, the Browns. He goes, have you played with the Browns your whole entire career? And he's like, yes, I have.
That's not great.
And the guy just didn't know. He didn't know. He's just like, this is a massive dude with Ohio State gear on. Like, I don't want to talk to this guy. And so he's like, so what are your thoughts on the season? And then DeJuan goes into this answer, and it's like a really nice, thoughtful answer. But the key on that was that his answer was, well, if I can stay healthy. And I was like, I'm listening to this, and I'm like, so much of DeJuan Jones is that. Can he stay healthy? I don't really worry about his talent. I truthfully don't. And it might look silly because Trey Hendrickson has dominated in the series over the previous couple years, and he's lined up against DeJuan, and we'll see what happens there. He's got a real chance to continue that domination. But long term, I'm not worried about him from a play standpoint. But I do get worried about whether or not he'll remain healthy and be able to stay upright.
And something you and I have talked a lot about in off air, we just haven't been the right time to bring it to air, is just about what goes right for the NFL's worst offense. I started with DeJuan, but dude, it might be everything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like when you don't have a franchise quarterback, when you don't have a Ja'Marr Chase, even though I think Jerry Jeudy was great last year, when I don't know what 29-year-old David Njoku is, when I don't know whether you're going to have a running back by committee or somebody's going to grab this and run for 1,500 yards this year,
right.
There's so much I don't know that it almost feels like with the defense, if the defensive line is just good, I think that like if they're as good as advertised, man, I think you're going to have a really nice defense, even if all hell breaks loose in that with injuries in that cornerback room. It really looked like, okay, the offensive line. And then from the offensive line, yeah, you got to run the ball. And then when you run the ball, Joe can't turn the ball over. And then when you, okay, but he also still has to make big plays. Like, yeah. There are so many things, so many dominoes that have to go exactly right.
Jerry Jeudy has to continue to have a career year like he did last year.
And so,
instead of what he did in Denver.
There's just so much, like, I started with the offensive line. Because then the reason I do is, if the offensive line isn't healthy, or if some of these guys are just too old, or maybe playing for the next contract, whatever it is, you'll be picking one next year. You will, just if the offensive line can't hack it. But even that in and of itself is just the first building block on the rest of this thing.
It's a tough bet because they spent a lot of money on this offensive line with a lot of guys that have made Pro Bowls, and we haven't seen them be healthy in years.
Yeah.
Like years. It's been a long time.
And listen, I tend to think Joel's going to look better going back to the system that he's been his best self in. He's still got a lot of mileage on that body and a lot of car crashes that he's gone through. I mean, that's where I am, though. I think it starts with the offensive line for you. What has to go right for the Browns to not have what I think a lot of people are expecting, the worst NFL offense?
Yeah, I think it's got to be the limiting of the turnovers. I think Flacco's got to just not be able to turn the ball over and not throw interceptions. Interceptions destroyed him. Like we talk about the diff, and we kind of laugh at it, but they were a minus 177 last year. That is the fourth worst since 1999. Like they were in, not only did they lead the league in interceptions, but they're in another category even for Browns teams with how putrid that offense ended up being. And so I think limit the turnovers, and I think just have I'm not asking for the world here. You have the 20th best offense in the NFL. If this defense is what we think it can be, you can make some real damage.
If Joe limits the turnovers, that's one thing. If the Browns are going to try and limit, and you heard Joe say something there that I thought was really, really interesting. Joe Thomas, that is. I mean, I had my Joes mixed up there, where he said, I don't know, he's going to have to throw 30-plus times a game.
Oh, yeah, he made it seem. He didn't say game manager, but he said 250 yards, but he basically described a game manager.
And I continue to come back to, for Joe to have those big chunk plays, you have to give enough opportunities. Mm-hmm. And yes, those are risks. But if you go too far, if you're going to try and turn Joe into a guy that throws the ball 26 times a game, you're going to take the sizzle out of the offense, and then you're just going to have a different problem of not being able to score as opposed to giving away points.
I mean, it might be one of the points after week 4 or week 5 that we're yelling at Kevin for. Like, wait, you're not letting Joe be Joe. What happened here?
Well, and the problem is, by that time,
it's too late.
It'll be Dylan Gabriel standard time. What has to go right for the Browns to not have the NFL's worst offense and missed opportunity, according to one local analyst on the Browns with Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. National NFL reporter for the NFL Network, Cameron Wolf, following up on the Myles Garrett report, as Myles missed the media portion of practice today with a hip injury. ahead of the Bengals and Browns opener. Cameron, then following up on that, which of course Mary Kay Cabot had first here in town, and saying not much concern for Garrett availability Sunday versus the Bengals, despite missing practice with his hip injury. Sources tell Cameron Wolf, Garrett is an Iron Man, and this is relatively normal for him. So we're going back on Miles wanted everyone to know he's banged up.
Yeah, your first read on this one was the correct read. That this just seems like Miles wanted everyone to know that he was dealing with something. And so we'll hear from Miles tomorrow, and then we'll hear from him just how serious or not serious it is. But it has to at least factor in a little bit.
Also, if you guys would like to see JP, his refusal to guarantee a Bengals win, despite thinking the Browns' chances of winning on Sunday are quite a long shot. You can see that now at 923TheFan on Twitter or on X, whatever the hell you call it. Because, what'd you call yourself again?
The station's truth broker.
Yeah, the truth broker got loose earlier today. And when the truth broker's ready to tell some truth, you just better step out the way and let
the
train roll down.
Are you mocking the truth broker now?
Not at all.
Is that what's, are you mocking the truth broker?
I don't want to get the truth directed at me, so I am not mocking the truth broker.
It sounds like you're mocking the truth broker.
Why would it's a great nickname. It's a great moniker.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why do you think I'm...
We're gonna do Bang Biscuit all over again. I say Bang Biscuit on the air yesterday. Nick mocks it when we get off the air, and then he's done it six times today already.
You're the truth broker. I am under no legal obligation to be honest about how I feel.
I know. We're all very well aware of your lack of honesty. Oh, you see how that worked? See how that worked?
On what?
On what?
On what?
You're 3-win Wilson, but then you're also that. Hold on, but you're not even guaranteeing the Bengals win anyway.
Correct.
If you were guaranteeing the Bengals win, it's just an easy thing to do this week. It's very easy. I'm not falling for the trap that everyone in the media and everyone else around this town wants you to fall into. It's still Joe Burrow versus Joe Flacco, and it's wild to me that me being scared of Joe Flacco is a thing that's like being held against me.
I mean, I think you're just over maybe leveraging that fear. I think you've talked yourself into a position of fear, and I just don't live in my fears.
I don't think so. I think a lot of people in the city are looking at
Everyone
the schedule.
Everyone knows you're the truth broker. I'm fearless Nick.
Yeah, a lot of people are looking at the schedule, and they are very quick to realize it's going to be very hard to predict the Browns on Sunday in many, many facets, and this is the one that they're going to go with.
I mean, I did say 3 to 5 wins. I didn't say which ones were going to be the 3 to 5 wins.
We could guarantee that now.
Which one?
Pick out your 3 wins for the Browns. What guarantee?
Wait, so I have to guarantee 3 wins?
Let's guarantee 3 wins.
Because you won't guarantee 1 Bengals win?
No, you won't guarantee 1 Browns win either. We're in the same boat here. Let's not, let's not twist this around.
You're picking a 5.5-point favorite.
You're trying to get people to hate me here.
No, I'm not. You're very a little paranoid for my for the truth broker.
Oh, yeah? Is that right?
You're a little paranoid.
I don't think so.
No, I like when people guarantee things. You feel so confident about this game and how it's going to go.
No. You don't like when people guarantee things. This still started this morning and everything else because you didn't guarantee the Browns winning.
No.
It started based off of that lack of a guarantee.
They wouldn't get blown out. You're welcome. Straight shooter, Nick Wilson. See, now straight shooter.
Shooting something.
Straight shooter.
Shooting misinformation.
I think is a little bit better than truth broker.
Okay. All right. Well, we can work on the nicknames later, I guess.
Now, speaking of guys shooting something.
Something.
Ja'Marr Chase was shooting the breeze with the Cincinnati media. And this is going to be one of this. I don't really love this as smack talk, but he talked about some maybe desire to jump into the dog pound, but some fear of doing just that.
Cleveland got good field. I like their grass field. I don't have no problem with their fans or nothing. I always wanted to jump into the dog pound. I've never did that, but I always wanted to. So, I mean, Cleveland not bad.
Is that on the table?
No, I wouldn't do it. I heard they stab people in there. I'm messing with y'all, man. I'm a troll, bro. I do stuff to troll.
All right. So,
he does do stuff to troll.
And so that okay, now because he owned it at the end, it takes the bite out of it.
Yeah, it really makes the sizzle that the online community thought that it was. It really just kind of takes it out. Especially when you acknowledge that you're just trolling, what else do I have to do? But we know this about Ja'Marr. Ja'Marr for years has done this, and then he's made Joe Burrow have to be the one to be the adult in front of the room and stand up and kind of clean up his mess.
I just wish he was better at it. Either don't add the I'm a troll bro, or I don't know, just have better. Oh, I heard they stab people in there. And can we just get to the Cincinnati media, which I don't think that highly of, outside of gentlemen like James Rapine. Very fine journalist.
We love James. James is great.
We love James Rapine.
I like Mo Egger, too. I want that on the record. I don't love Mo Egger because I don't know him that well, but I like Mo Egger.
I'm merely in a situationship with Mo Egger.
Fair. I can't think of anybody else.
The rest of them, what were those good time Johnnies laughing at? I just have people. You're right, Jamar. They're the real trolls here.
I think they know that Jamar's a little... A little crazy at times.
They laughed out of fear?
I think maybe. They're just like, we know that Jamar's got a chance to just, he's a wild card of sorts. You laugh at his jokes.
Maybe it's because I'm not entirely good looking, or I was never a great athlete, or is never really valuable to anyone. And so I've had to earn my laughs.
You're valuable to me.
And my thank you, Truth Broker.
That's right. It's real when I say it.
I've had to earn my laughs and lack of laughs the hard ways. I hate when athletes have mid-ass jokes and these cornball media members. you got them there, Jamar. They do stab people in Cleveland. It's like you live in Cincinnati. Blow it out your ass.
Whoa, shots at Cincinnati? I hear it's lovely this time of the year.
Yeah, Northern Kentucky is very nice. The bluegrass state.
A lot of people talk high things about Cincinnati.
Yeah, because they're high. You ever been to Cincinnati?
Yes, I have.
Go 5 feet outside of the Kroger. That's a great spot to get stabbed.
I thought their bar scene was really nice. I thought they built up a nice little downtown area.
Yeah.
People rave about Cincinnati.
If you go like 4 square blocks in Cincinnati, you're going to have a time of your life.
Oh, stop.
You go to the 5th block, Via Condias.
Oh, jeez.
Now who's the Truth Broker?
I don't know. I thought Cincinnati was nice.
The funny part about this is I don't really care about what Jamar Chase said because he copped to being a troll. It's the Cincinnati media joking about a mid-ass joke that it's like, you're going to stay your whole life.
I genuinely do think it's just because Jamar, he says something every other week. He constantly shoots off his mouth and then everyone else is left to clean up the damage. And so I think I don't know what the Bengals media was doing, but I know if I'm Joe Burrow, I look at it and go, yeah, I mean, I made sure they paid him a lot of money and I have to stand by him, but he does this all the time. He's a troll. Think about it. He even trolled Joe Burrow. Like, they got the Madden 99 ratings, and Jamar Chase got the 99, and instead of going up to Joe Burrow and being like, hey, isn't this cool? He's like, hey, Joe, you got one of these 99 Madden ratings? When he knew Joe Burrow did not have one of those 99 ratings.
He would if he didn't look like Slim Shady.
He does this with everyone.
So where do you stand on a Truth Broker?
Well, I mean, you're not getting stabbed if you jump into the dog pound. I didn't know people had a desire to jump.
You could get
a
nurple, though. You could get one of those twists. Well,
so I didn't know it was like the Lambeau leap where other players had a desire to jump into it. You know, like you see that all the time. If you have a touchdown at Lambeau, players are like, they're like jockeying and they're like excited to jump and do the Lambeau leap. I didn't know the dog pound had that same allure.
When they first came back, before everyone just realized this thing is going south and it's going to keep going south. So, I mean, we're talking like, because I think it's hard for us to remember from like 99 to like 2008. While there were more lows than there were highs, there was so much more hope and there was so much more reverence for the Browns history. And there was so much reverence for like the 80s Browns from like people outside of Cleveland that like you would get players trying to jump in there. And it did get dicey, but nobody got stabbed. And maybe got pinched real hard. Couple dudes, I think, took, you know,
I don't
punches.
I've seen him jump into it. There are Browns players that jump into it, but I feel like it's been way less since they did that end zone where they didn't spell it right. And the dog pound didn't become a mockery. It just kind of became a place that was a little less cool than what it once was.
I also think it would be the consistent losing.
Yeah,
you know,
I
think that's hurt the dog pound as well. 216-474-0092. Do you take umbrage to Jamar Chase, especially after he admitted to being a troll? And we will get into all good things, positive vibes in the 6 o'clock hour in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.